New Zealand Sign Language Strategy 2026-2036. Action Plan, May 2026 to June 2027. Producers note, this document shows the logo of the NZSL Board, New Zealand Sign Language Board, Te Orangareoarota. Also the logo of Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People. On the left of that logo is a QR code and underneath the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 25th of June 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. New Zealand Sign Language Strategy 2026-2036. Action Plan, May 2026 to June 2027. Minister's foreword. I am delighted to be releasing the first action plan for the New Zealand Sign Language NZSL Strategy 2026-2036. The new strategy is ambitious. It aims to address the many issues faced by NZSL users, particularly the deaf community, when learning and using NZSL. This is a first step in a decade to affirm the status of NZSL as an official language and a tonga for deaf people. It is apt this action plan is being launched during the 20-year anniversary of NZSL of being made an official language by the New Zealand Sign Language Act 2006. I am pleased to see practical steps to remove the barriers deaf people face in accessing health, education, justice and emergency information and public services. I look forward to the public sector leading with NZSL language plans and to progress being made for deaf learners so we address gaps in education. I congratulate the NZSL board on this important work and look forward to hearing about their progress. Honourable Louise Upston, Minister for Disability Issues. Producers note, there is a photograph of Minister Louise Upston. She is wearing a white shirt and smiling. End of producer's note. NZSL Board. Chair's foreword. The NZSL Strategy 2026-2036 reflects the voices, priorities and aspirations of the Aotearoa New Zealand Deaf and NZSL communities. This action plan is the start of bringing the strategy to life. Progress relies on government agencies, organisations, educators, the deaf community and NZSL users working together. We look forward to the public sector actively planning for NZSL. This will be a cultural shift that makes a major improvement to the lives of deaf people and NZSL users. A strong deaf and NZSL workforce is essential to supporting deaf communities and the acquisition, promotion, and maintenance of NZSL. The NZSL board will start a work program that focuses on supporting the development of workforce skills and capacity with a focus on addressing widely recognized issues. A comprehensive workforce strategy will also be developed as well as continuing to progress NZSL interpreter standards. The board will be checking progress so we learn from what is working and what is not. This is the start of a journey for our vision of everyone being aware of, using and accepting NZSL, everyone, everywhere, every day. Catherine Greenwood, Chair. Producers note, there is a photograph of the NZSL board, back row from left, Erica Dawson, Jamie Brown, Catherine Greenwood, Sarah Mason and Kim Robinson. Front row, Joanne Becker and Monica Leach. End of producer's note. New Zealand Sign Language Strategy 2026-2036. Action Plan, May 2026 to June 2027. Executive Summary. A collective commitment to NZSL, everyone, everywhere, every day. New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL, is an official language of Aotearoa New Zealand and a tonga essential to communication, belonging and identity for deaf people, Turi Māori, deafblind people and other NZSL users. Despite the progress of recent years, NZSL users still face major barriers accessing healthcare, education, the justice system, emergency information and wider public services. The NZSL Strategy 2026-2036 sets the long-term direction for change. This action plan, May 2026 to June 2027, sets out the first steps we will take to activate this decade of transformation. This plan outlines the actions government agencies, deaf and NZSL communities, organizations, and the public will take over the next 14 months to strengthen NZSL across Aotearoa. These actions are practical, measurable, and grounded in partnership with communities. Our vision: New Zealand Sign Language, everyone, everywhere, every day. Figure 1, the NZSL strategy is shown as a house. The vision is the roof with the words NZSL everyone, everywhere, every day. Beneath the roof are two supports, Energize and Integration. Supporting them are the five pillars, which are the priority areas of acquisition and learning, evidence and data, deaf and NZSL workforce, public sector, celebrating. What we will deliver, May 2026 to June 2027. The action plan focuses on early and tangible actions that create momentum for the strategy. 1. Acquisition and learning. These first actions are aimed at establishing a shared understanding across the education system and support longer-term reform to improve NZSL outcomes for deaf children and NZSL users. Host a Deaf Education Futures Forum. A deaf education strategic who will bring together education stakeholders, deaf leaders, parent groups, and government agencies to strengthen pathways for deaf learners, improve system responsiveness, and address capability gaps in deaf education. 2. Evidence and data. Support Stats NZ to improve data infrastructure for NZSL. Waikaha will work with Stats NZ to improve data infrastructure relevant to NZSL users, enabling the development of an NZSL indicators framework and strengthening monitoring of access, usage, and outcomes. 3. Deaf and NZSL Workforce. Host a national NZSL Workforce Development Forum. The forum will identify system-wide NZSL workforce needs, including teachers who work with deaf children, NZSL teachers and interpreters, and develop collaborative actions across agencies and providers to strengthen workforce sustainability. Develop an interpreter workforce strategy. A comprehensive strategy will be developed to support NZSL interpreters, trilingual interpreters, NZSL Te Reo Māori English, tactile sign language interpreters for deaf-blind. This will include identifying capability pathways, training needs, and system improvements. NZSL Interpreter Standards. Waikaha will support the development of NZSL Interpreter Standards. NZSL interpreting is an unregulated profession, and NZSL Interpreter Standards are needed to ensure deaf people consistently receive safe, accurate, and culturally appropriate interpreting services that uphold their rights, build trust, and enable full and equitable access to public services and civic life. 4. Public sector. NZSL capability plans developed and supported. To improve how public services respond to deaf people and NZSL users, Waikaha will support several public service departments to develop NZSL capability plans. These plans are about building awareness, skills, and systems so NZSL is considered early and consistently. NZSL capability plans will outline practical steps agencies will take to improve access to information and services for NZSL users and to strengthen their ongoing capability to use and support NZSL as an official language. To support transparency and shared accountability, public service agencies will also be expected to include information about NZSL access and usage in their annual reporting. This will help build a clearer picture of how NZSL is being used across government over time and support learning and improvement. Support targeted engagement across government. The NZSL board will work with key agencies to accelerate progress, including Public Service Commission, ensuring Leadership Development Center programs are available with NZSL interpreters. Ministry of Education, developing a detailed action plan for NZSL in schools. Ministry of Health, developing an action plan for NZSL use in health settings. Stats NZ, improving data infrastructure for NZSL users. New Zealand Sign Language and Artificial Intelligence Forum. A national forum will explore opportunities and risks relating to NZSL and AI and support ethical, deaf-led and innovative use of technology, including informing how government funds NZSL-related AI projects appropriately. 5. Celebrating NZSL. 20th Anniversary of the NZSL Act 2026. Deaf clubs across New Zealand will lead NZSL board-funded celebrations to mark the 20th anniversary of NZSL. Action Plan launched. The May 2026 to June 2027 Action Plan will be publicly launched, increasing visibility and enabling coordinated action. Governance, monitoring and future planning. Annual report on NZSL strategy progress and impact. An annual report will be delivered to track progress, identify gaps and maintain transparency. Action plan for July 2027 to June 2030 developed. Work will begin on developing the next action plan, ensuring continuity and momentum beyond June 2027. What success looks like. By June 2027, NZSL workforce needs identified with agreed collaborative actions. Government departments progressing NZSL capability plans. Public service agencies including material about NZSL use and service availability within their annual reports. Education and health system improvements underway. A draft indicator framework developed. Increased visibility of NZSL. Annual strategy reporting setting clear baselines and accountability. A clear forward pathway established through the development of the next action plan. These early steps will build the foundation for achieving the NZSL strategy vision of everyone, everywhere, every day by 2036. Find more information at this short link, aicomps.nz/3226. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 25th of June 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.